Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is episode number 104, 3 ways to lift your mood.
This is a new day. Everything first day with hope. Coming alive. This moment. You got a freedom. Woo! No looking back anymore. Open your eyes. It's coming. This is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany Hansen, your coach, and I'm here to talk about 3 ways to lift your mood. Why would you want to lift your mood? Well, there might be a reason. Maybe you're going into a difficult meeting or conversation, or maybe you're just trying to get through the workday and you can tell that your mood is low. Whatever the reason, lifting your mood is going to help you to perform better at the things you do in work and in life. It'll help you show up in your relationships positively, and it will even help you feel great about yourself. Whatever is happening in your life, in your work, or in the world at large, lifting your mood can have beneficial outcomes for you. So the first way to lift your mood is simply to stand tall, raise your arms in the air like you're making a Superman shape or even the Y in the YMCA song, and breathe deeply. You can stretch your body out in this way, and you can feel all your muscles stretching, and you can get some oxygen flowing to your brain, and that will help you to just move things along in your body and your mind. Breathing deeply, stretching your arms out, is an instant mood elevator. In fact, I believe it was Amy Cuddy who did some research on this, and it's called a power pose. When you put your arms in this large Y shape or V shape, like putting them out in their full extended strength, makes you larger. It also helps you to feel power. Physically, it tells your brain that you're in charge, and it can lift your mood instantly. If you're going into a job interview or a difficult meeting and you have a restroom or a bathroom you could go into, if there are people around, you could do this in private. And you could just breathe deeply while you have that going with your arms, and you've already taken it up a level. So you've lifted your mood with just one simple action called a power pose. Now, if you want a variation for that, one way I like to do this is to put my hands up in the air, my arms are straight, and I'm walking through a doorway. Because I'm 5'7", I can touch that doorway easily, and I will just push my arms backward just a tiny bit to even stretch them more. And it makes me feel alive and amazing. It's invigorating, and it also elevates my mood a little bit more. So there's your tip number one. Lift your mood by stretching your arms all the way out and breathing deeply. The second way to lift your mood is probably my favorite number one way is music. Music can lift your mood in ways almost nothing else can. Unless you choose not to listen to music, right? It can't do that because it's not reaching you anywhere. The best kind of music, in my opinion, is 1980s pop. And that just tells you what era I love. So certain 1980s pop songs I can put on and they bring energy to me no matter where I am or what I'm doing because of the beat and because of the message in the music. So they're happy. And even if they're breaking up with someone or they're singing about a negative subject, 1980s pop generally has a positive vibe to it. So the beat is a certain tempo that enlivens your soul and just brings energy to you. You know, the beat of the music really does have something to do with the energy that you get from that music. You have a heartbeat that might be around 80 or 90 beats per minute during low activity levels or something like that. And if you start to exercise, maybe your heart heart rate's going to go up to 120 beats per minute, 130. If you get music in that zone and you just start listening to it, pretty soon you're moving faster because it's pushing you to increase your physical activity and it's helping you increase your heart rate just a little bit, which of course brings you a sense of having more energy. The other thing about music that I love that I want to encourage you to think more about, most people tell me they don't think about the lyrics. I love thinking about the lyrics. And if I can find a song that has upbeat music and the lyrics are positive, like the theme song to my podcast, I really will use that song much more than others. I like to feed my brain with the message that the music is giving me, as well as my body with the tempo and the upbeat sounds of the music. As a musician myself, this is a language that I speak that I really love to hear. And if you're not really into it, I encourage you to give it a try. Check out different songs that might uplift you and that might have the potential to bring you more energy. And if nothing more, you can always listen to my podcasts over and over just to hear the theme song, because that Danny Gokey song, New Day, is a real winner. It brings you that sense of freshness, talking about the future and how you can always have a fresh start, but it also has a peppy beat. And I don't know if you've ever seen the video that has dancing in it, but if you haven't seen that particular version of the Danny Gokey video for New Day, I encourage you to check that out. It's super fun and it also inspires activity. Brings a little more energy right there. And the last tip, tip number three today to increase or lift your mood, and by nature of lifting your mood, increasing your energy a little bit, is to drink more water. Yeah, you heard it, water. I'm not a heavy water drinker. I have to intentionally drink water. I have to think about it. I have to fill my cup and have it nearby and think to drink the water. And sometimes I have to put flavoring in it or lemon in my water just to get myself to do it. But when you have low energy, sometimes that can come from actual dehydration. Like you're not drinking enough water and you can feel just physically exhausted, totally drained, and not even able to move forward. If you ever have that experience of just working through the day and suddenly feeling a big slump in your energy, start with the water. Drink a lot of water, especially cold water. Let's see if that gives you more energy and refreshes your body and helps your brain get moving. And if that doesn't work, well, then I would recommend putting on the wonderful music or stretching and putting your arms up in the air. And pretty soon you've elevated your mood, lifted your mood, and you've also given yourself a burst of energy. Well, I'm curious what works for you. What kind of things do you do that help elevate your mood or bring you more energy? Whatever that is, feel free to share it. There's a form on my website, drbcoach.com. I would love to hear from you about what's working and what you're doing to lift your mood or elevate your energy. Feel free to stop by and share it with me. And if this podcast is helpful to you, share it with a friend. Post it on your social media platform. Get the word out there. We all want to be better versions of ourselves. No, that doesn't mean that we have to be like other people or we have to change. In fact, quite the opposite. We're becoming more of who we really are. And when we stop comparing ourselves to other people and stop competing with them for all kinds of things, that's where real confidence comes from. Knowing who you really are, learning about your strengths and abilities, and living them. Once we do that, we can't be stopped. We have so much we can do. The world is available for us and we can move forward. We have options and opportunities and we have places to give and contribute because we are unique and we have traits that show it. So share out, help others in your social circle. And here's to being the best version of you this coming week. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019 from Better Than I Found It, administered at capitalcmgpublishing.com. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.